Oil nears $100 as Middle East escalation hits global markets. Brent crude approached $100 a barrel Tuesday as attacks on Saudi energy infrastructure intensified concerns about Middle East supplies. The energy shock is rippling across markets, pushing government bond yields higher and weighing on global equities as investors reconsider the inflation outlook. The Japanese yen has also surged nearly 4% over the past week as expectations build for another Bank of Japan rate increase. Why it matters? Higher oil prices could complicate the inflation fight just as investors were assessing whether central banks were nearing the end of their tightening cycles. A prolonged energy shock could keep rates higher, squeeze corporate margins, and create renewed pressure on both stocks and bonds. Anthropic and OpenAI are already preparing to borrow like blue-chip companies. Bankers working with Anthropic and OpenAI are exploring investment-grade credit ratings that could significantly lower the AI companies' borrowing costs following their expected IPOs. Anthropic is preparing for a potential listing that could value it around $2 trillion, while both companies face enormous financing needs as they build data centers and other AI infrastructure. A top-tier rating would broaden the pool of investors able to finance that expansion. Why it matters? The AI boom is increasingly becoming a credit market story. Investment-grade ratings could give the largest AI companies access to enormous pools of relatively inexpensive capital, potentially extending the infrastructure spending cycle while creating a new class of major corporate bond issuers. Stock funds are up 12.6% despite a wall of market worries. U.S. stock mutual funds and ETFs gained an average 2.4% in August, lifting their 2026 return to 12.6% despite inflation, geopolitical tensions, and expectations for additional Fed tightening. International stock funds have done even better, gaining 13.4% this year. Bond funds have struggled by comparison, with investment-grade fixed-income portfolios gaining just 0.4% in August and remaining slightly negative for the year. Why it matters? The results illustrate the unusual divergence between resilient equities and a bond market struggling with inflation and fiscal concerns. Strong corporate earnings and broadening market leadership continue to support stocks even as higher yields challenge the traditional diversification benefits of bonds. Alternatives. Apollo's reputation may be costing its companies an extra 1% to borrow. Companies owned by Apollo Global Management funds pay roughly 1 percentage point more to borrow than comparable businesses backed by other private equity firms, according to academic research examining nearly 2,000 leveraged loans from 2016 through 2025. Researchers attribute the Apollo premium to lenders demanding compensation for the firm's reputation for aggressive restructuring tactics. Apollo disputes the conclusion and says its portfolio companies receive competitive financing terms. Why it matters? The findings suggest private equity sponsor reputation can have a measurable impact on portfolio company financing costs. With Apollo managing roughly $1 trillion and credit playing an increasingly important role across private markets, even modest differences in borrowing costs can materially affect deal economics and investment returns. Cryptocurrency. Citi and DBS complete weekend dollar payment using tokenized deposits. Citi and Singapore's DBS completed a cross-border dollar payment over the weekend using tokenized bank deposits on Swift's digital ledger. The September 5 transaction settled in minutes rather than the 1 or 2 business days typically required for international bank payments. It represents the second confirmed live use of Swift's blockchain-based ledger as traditional financial institutions develop payment systems capable of operating around the clock. Why it matters? Tokenization is moving beyond experiments and into real-world banking infrastructure. The transaction demonstrates how blockchain technology could enable 24/7 settlement without requiring banks to abandon regulated deposits for privately issued stablecoins, potentially providing traditional financial institutions with their own path toward programmable money.